KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hey, hey, Laguna. It's Bruce Rave here, normally Saturday nights 7 to 9, playing all new music, indie and alternative here on KXFM. In here today is part of the KX Takeover, and I'm so glad to be here. I am so glad to be part of this family, part of this team here, beginning with our founder and general manager, Tyler. We've got Ed, our morning man here. We have Alyssa, our music director. They're all here. And like I say, it's just great to be part of this group. This group that, of course, not only exposes lots of great artists, some amazing old stuff, all kinds of just lots of community involvement, right? If, you know, Ed has been doing award-winning COVID coverage in the mornings. And if there's a fire going on, if there's traffic, these are all the things that KXFM means to this community and to the music industry around the world. Now, my background is A&R at Capitol Records, and that's what I'm going to feature tonight. A couple of people here at the station said, Bruce, you ought to do it. I said, well, is that going to be too self-serving and self-promoting and all that? And they said, no, do it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play bands that I signed that I was involved in, and in some cases, we're going to have artists call in. Now, the first band I signed, a guy never forgets his first. We all know that. And the first band I signed was The Knack. Prescott Niles from The Knack is already on the line, but we're going to play a song first. A little bit later, we are going to have Weird Al Yankovic call in. I signed him to his first deal. What was his first song that got me to bring him to Capitol Records? My Bologna. His takeoff on The Knack song, My Sharona. And I hope we're going to have Martha Davis from The Motels later. I haven't gotten confirmation on that, but we've got a lot of great stuff to cover. 949-715-5936 is the number for donations. If you can help, please do. Such a great cause. So The Knack were not a one-hit wonder. My Sharona, biggest song of the year when it came out. It was like a Hollywood script. And then the follow-up, Good Girls Don't, got to number 11 nationally. It did extremely well. So there you go. Not a one-hit wonder band. We wanted a third single, but the manager had ideas of a grand tour, wanted a new album out, wanted to rush the album so they could get into bigger venues right away. To this day, I tell bands, don't do that, right? But at any rate, this is the song that we thought would be the third single. K-Earth up in Los Angeles, the oldies station, was banging this song. And they were an oldie station and they were playing it among a few currents they played at the time. They got tremendous response. This is going to be as big as Sharona. It didn't quite work out that way. So because we were not allowed to release it, we're going to play She's So Selfish. And then I'm going to bring on Prescott Niles, bass player of The Knack on KXFM.
Selfish.
everybody plays her game. She got the style and the class, and she get what she wants, and everybody knows her name. She got the smile and the ass and the power to flaunt, 'cause she really in it just for herself. No, she doesn't care for nobody else. It's just me, 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 me. She's so thinking she's cool when she tells you that she got it made. She's like a weak in the knees, like a lovesick fool. Yeah, she said she made your motor run. Now you know she'll never give you none. It's just me.
KXFM, KXFM, the Knack, and She's So Selfish, the song that we at Capitol wanted as a third hit single for them. This is the KX Takeover, 949-715-KXFM. And if you want to donate online, you go to kxfmradio.org. We have a takeover page. Just go to that and follow everything from there. You can choose to support me, but you don't have to. Just support the radio station, however you want to do that. On the line, we have Knack bass player, and now a member of Missing Persons, actually. But let's start with the Knack. Prescott Niles, hello.
Hey, Bruce.
Great to see you. Thank you so much for calling in and being part of this today.
Well, first of all, in order of importance, I'm glad you were such a great radio station, and I could participate in something that's most worthwhile cause, and we're going through a lot right now, and it's wonderful you're able to get this together, you know, for everybody at the radio station.
Well, thank you for saying that. You just got a cheer from out in the lobby here, by the way.
Oh, it's okay. I'm cheering from within. On a personal note, Bruce, it was only 42 years ago. What happened?
I thought it was 42 months.
I
think we are in the category known as ageless.
We are ageless, and as long as I can keep playing, I am. By the way, thank you for playing that song. It's the first time I've heard it on the radio. And for a bit of Knack trivia, Doug apparently didn't like the fact that he would have to change the lyric, as we did on Good Girls Don't. So apparently, besides the manager's ineptitude, that was maybe a factor in the song. That would have been a great single, by the way, so I thought I'd throw that in for you.
Oh, actually, I'm glad you added that. And yes, touch was going to be replaced by a different verb, And well, originally on the album, it was replaced by a different verb.
We had a number of verbs to replace in that song.
None of which would work on the radio, even today.
Oh, I think so. I mean, compared to some of the more edgy songs out there, I think that would be tame, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm sorry we have to kind of rush through this, because you and
it's
I, when
okay.
we get into our conversations, we can easily do an hour just on the net.
Well, I want to thank you for your brilliance at A&R for not only signing us, but Missing Persons, who I played with, and the Motels. And yeah, I've seen Martha recently. We did a few shows together with the Motels and Missing Persons. So it all comes around again, you know?
It does. And by the way, I just got a text from Martha. She has confirmed she is calling in later. We got a late confirmation
Wonderful.
On that. So
we have,
I will do that. I will also say hello to Weird Al for you when Al calls in.
Yeah. And tell Weird Al I'm probably the only person that has a cassette copy of My Baby Goes Burpee. which is the My Bologna follow-up, but I think if it would have been a hit song, Baby Talks Dirty, he might have released it. So say hi to Al. I do have a cassette copy of it, by the way.
A quick explanation. A song that I thought was great, but it was part of what came out too soon. The Knack had a song called Baby Talks Dirty. And
that's
Prescott is referring
album,
to. And it was on the second album, came out too soon. And when we had Selfish out, we went with that, which in itself I think is a great song. People should check it out.
It's good, man. It's all right. But Bruce, it's wonderful to talk to you and to be part of this. You got a question?
Oh, I got several. But
okay.
Let me ask you, here's something I never asked you. My Sharona, biggest song of the year, the song you're known for. Everybody, almost everybody knows My Sharona. Did you personally ever get tired of playing that on stage?
Well, no. First of all, regarding that song, I don't think I ever did, because it actually brought so much joy to the audience, which to me, why I perform on stage is the ability to, the enjoyment sharing of it. And I love playing that song, especially it's got great solos and it's a terrific song. And, one thing I will say about that song, having you there with Beth at the Troubadour a few years ago, I played Sharona with my kids, and Nelson sung it. Was pretty amazing, considering how mileage that song has had. You remember that?
Your daughter Liv nailed the guitar solo that the Knack guitar player Burton taught her, and we got a quick shout out. Gateway Drugs, great band on their own that I play quite a lot of on my show. They've got a great new video. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, not the Gil Scott Heron song, but it's awesome on their own. People should definitely check that out.
That's the tip of the hat. That's the tip of the hat to that, because a lot of people won't know that. But they've written that song a year ago, and it's very apropos to what's going on these days. But thank you. They're a good band, and my two sons and a daughter, and it's wonderful to have it in the family. Thank you for that.
And they're great. They're great people. Great people.
Most importantly. And by the way, Missing Persons, that Dale sends her love.
Loved it. She was interviewed here a few months back. TNN Radio, a great Sunday show, had her on.
Yeah, so, she's terrific.
And, my love back to Dale.
We're very close. We did shows together back in the day. And Terry Bozzio played on a Knack album called Zoom. We made in the late 90s, by the way, for your listeners out there,
He was Missing Persons drummer, one of the best drummers in music. And you were the player to be named later. It was like a baseball deal, because you wound up going to Missing Persons to play bass. Terry was the Knack drummer.
Well, when Terry broke up, we did an album with him. A lot of people don't know that in radio land. It's called Zoom. And it came out in the late 90s. And I had a chance to play with Dale, with Doug unfortunately passing on, and the Knack at least taking a pause for a while. It was a good opportunity. So she sends her love as well.
Well, that's great. Missing Persons is a great band. I'm overdue to come see you guys play.
Well, so you will.
We have to make that happen.
We're free to play and we're healthy again,
As
a society.
Yeah. And there were two songs. I think the story, Prescott. There were two songs that convinced me Capitol should sign Missing Persons. One of them was Words, and the other one was Walking in L.A. And Walking in L.A. is actually the one that we are going to play right now. And I just have to get Ed's attention. Is Ed ready? He gave me one second. He's grabbing a phone call. And
awesome.
Okay, and then we're going to go with that could be a donation, or it could be Weird Al calling it ahead. Okay.
Yeah, tell Al I'm going to put that song in auction, man. He could, maybe I can get some special things for that, you know?
Okay.
My baby goes burpee. Yeah.
Prescott, thank you so much for calling in.
Here's Bruce, and I support the radio station. I'd love to be on another time if you guys will have me. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll figure something out for sure. Missing Persons Walking in L.A., KXFM.
Peace.
They do walk in Laguna Beach, right? This is KXFM, the KXFM Takeover, 949-715-5936. This is our pledge drive. We have fun doing this. Some stations, they'll put you to sleep when they do these things. The people on the air hate doing it. We have fun here. And, of course, all you have to do is go to our website, kxfmradio.org. Just follow the instructions. The banner is right up there for the takeover. Again, 949-715-5936. Talk about fun. I'm already laughing. I'm already smiling. Weird Al is going to join us in just a second. He knows this story very well. I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard My Bologna, his takeoff on My Sharona. I was listening to Dr. Demento on a Sunday night on the old KMET. And it was just great. And I called Demento, who was a friend of mine, the next day. I said, can you send it to me? A week and a half later, I was going on the road. And I said, well, where do I want to hang out with the Knack? I got to go see the Knack on the road. Chose my college town, Madison, Wisconsin. And I jumped onto the tour bus right outside the Student Union on Langdon Street in Madison. And I said, I want to call this kid, this college kid, next week and offer him a deal to put My Bologna out, but only if you guys approve. You guys have the number one album in the country, the number one single in the country right now. You guys got to be on board with this. And I played My Bologna for them, and they fell off their chairs. They loved it. And obviously, I got on a scale of 5, with 5 being good, they gave me a 10 to put this thing out. And I called Al up in school. So this is the first time that Al and I had ever been in contact, was on the phone. We're doing a 360. We're on the phone right now. Welcome, Al, the man whose last name is an afterthought. Great to have you here.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. Great to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, the story is one that I'll remember every possible detail of forever. But let me ask real quick, how are you handling the pandemic? What have you been doing?
Staying inside the house for the most part. Yeah, we're just hunkered down. I'm here with my wife and my 17-year-old daughter, and we're being safe and taking it easy. And I was going to take this year mostly off anyway. I decided I wasn't going to tour this year. And my chill time became mandatory chill time. So it didn't really change my plans all that much.
Yeah. Well, when you're in L.A., are you mostly home? I mean, I've seen you at shows and things like that when you're just out hanging out. But are you just mostly at home anyway?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not hanging out too much these days out in public. I'm just, we're ordering in our groceries and our food. And we're, I can probably count on one hand the times I've actually left the house in the last half a year.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think we're all in that boat. Social life is just about nil at this point and all of that. I never did ask you. And so My Bologna came out, and then you had a couple of years. You finished college. You put a band together. You wound up on another label. And then the rest was history. So when you were in that, let's say the mid-80s, and you were forming this band and you had this whole new plan of what you were going to do, what did you think was your biggest possibility for potential with your career?
I had no idea. I mean, when I was first, I mean, the Capitol deal was sort of a one and done thing. I don't think that, aside from you, I don't think that anybody at Capitol really thought that there was a career there to be had. It was sort of like a joke, like, oh, this will be fun for like a single release. And then it was hard to get a record deal because there was nobody like me, obviously, in pop culture at the time.
There still isn't.
Yeah, it was hard to get signed in a vacuum because you couldn't point to somebody else and say, let's sign somebody just like this accordion playing pop culture aficionado. So it was difficult. Little by little, we put the band together. I never really anticipated that it would be a long career. I mean, and certainly nobody did, because when I was signed to my first album deal with Scotti Brothers, it was a 10 album deal.
Oof.
And that doesn't mean that they thought I was going to have 10 albums. It was just a draconian thing where they thought, if on the off chance you're successful enough to have a long career, we've got you. You're legally bound to us. But I don't think they thought, and certainly I didn't think that I would have 10 albums, let alone 14 and counting.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, I just had Prescott Niles from The Knack on. I don't know if you heard this part. I know you called in a few minutes earlier, but number one, he wanted me to say hello.
Oh, nice.
And number two, he brought up a tune. I have to confess, I forgot about it. Was it Baby Eats Burpee?
Baby Likes Burping. Oh, my goodness.
Baby Likes Burping.
I can't believe he even heard or remembers that song. That was sort of my pitch for a follow-up with Capitol, and they're like, yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, and I have to agree. I mean, looking back,
yeah,
everybody at Capitol
it was the right call for sure.
Everybody at Capitol had a good time with it, and the good news at the time, as I even said, you were introduced to millions of people, so that was the upside of it.
Yeah, Bruce, I have to, before we get off this call, I have to give you props. I'm sure I've done it in person, but just so everybody knows, there are a handful of people that I can say, like, literally changed my life, and you were certainly one of them. I mean, you know, if you hadn't reached out and called and sent letters and gotten the ball rolling, I really doubt that I would have had the gumption to, you know, put myself out there and, you know, to really go for it as a career doing what I do today. So thank you for being one of the people who's literally changed my life.
Wow. Well, that's that means a lot for me to hear that, Al. You know, we do what we do, and I know you do things the same way. We try to do things for the right reason. We try to do things with integrity, and when we do, and you've had a major impact on a lot of people too, and. Yeah, like I say, you're the guy who doesn't need a last name. Our music director, Alyssa, who's here, was just telling me that your show was one of the very favorites that she's ever been to.
Oh, no kidding. That's great.
Yeah, and we hear this all the time, right? So it's that part's been great. And as you were projecting ahead from those days, would you have ever expected that in 2014 you would have had a number one album?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have even expected that in 2014 before the album came out. I mean, it was literally unprecedented. I mean, there's never been a comedy album that debuted at number one on the charts, ever. So it was not anything that I thought was in the realm of possibility. So it blew my mind, and it continues to kind of blow my mind that it actually happened.
And I think you released 9 videos leading up to it, right?
Something, say 8 or what was it? Like, yeah, something like 7 or 8. It was like a... No, eight. It was 8. Yeah, you're truly 8 videos in 8 days. That's right.
Do you think? I mean, the industry, even since 2014, the industry has changed so much. I don't know if you're on TikTok at all. Are you on TikTok?
No, I think I started an account, but I'm not really on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, it is obviously so different. Do you put a lot of thought into the strategies behind what you do, or do you leave that to Jay, your manager, and some of the other people on your team?
Well, Jay's very involved, but a lot of the strategy does come from me. I mean, the whole 8 videos in 8 days promotion was something that I thought made sense in 2014. So I'm very involved in any kind of strategizing that goes along with any kind of, you know, record release.
Sure, sure. What do you see for the future? This was going to be a year off anyway, but as things hopefully come back to normal next year, where do you see things taking you?
I'm mostly going to be focusing on live performance, which is obviously going to be a little dependent on what happens with the pandemic.
Right.
The original plan was for us to go out early next year. That's obviously not happening, not now. And right now in pencil, we're thinking we'll be going out next fall. But again, we can't really confirm anything until we know what happens with the vaccine and the pandemic. And, you know, we don't want to encourage people to go out in a situation where they're not safe. So everything's a bit on hold. But I think, you know, hopefully going forward, I'm going to be focused a lot more on live performance.
Well, that's going to be music to a lot of people's ears and eyes. So,
yay!
Yeah, which is just great. I'd love to hang out with you a long time. I'm limited here because I've only got a certain amount of time to be on. But Al, it's just so great for you to call. And, you know, we're going to play My Bologna. We're going to play the original version.
Oh, the bathroom recording.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the story of that.
Well, I was 19 years old. I was in college. I had no idea that this would actually wind up on Capitol Records. I was doing it to maybe get played on the Dr. Demento radio show because he would play a bathroom recording. and in fact, it was a big hit on his show. I sent it in. I recorded it in the bathroom across the hall from my college campus radio station because of the nice acoustic, you know, reverb in there. And it wound up being the number one song on his show. And I remember I got a postcard from Dr. Mano saying that My Bologna was number one on his Funny Five for 2 weeks in a row. Hmm. And I remember thinking very clearly, my life is never going to get better than this. I've hit the top.
Absolutely. Well, it's great how sometimes the turns in life do work out really nicely.
Yes, indeed.
And as they did for me, long story. I'm not going to get into my story right now outside of just my time in A&R. But same thing. You know, all kinds of things happen to a lot of us that we just didn't think were going to be coming. But Al, I look forward to getting to one of your shows soon. It's been a few years, been a long time for a lot of us now with everything. But thanks so much for calling and great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Bruce.
You got it, Al. Talk to you soon. See you soon.
KXFM.
Ooh, my little hungry one, hungry one, open up a package of my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done, the toast is done. Top it with a little of my bologna. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back to my, yi, yi, woo! My bologna. Spread it on the mustard now. Show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna. Hoping that we don't run out. Don't run out. If we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my. My bologna. My bologna. Shopping aisles, filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for
my bologna. This is the KXFM Takeover. I'm Bruce Rave, normally with you Saturday nights from 7 to 9, but coming in specially to do this, not that my arm had to be twisted. And we're going through some of the highlights, many of the highlights of my A&R time at Capitol Records back in the 80s. Weird Al, My Bologna, the song that literally took off for him, and the rest is certainly history with that man. Our phone number, 949-715-5936. If it's busy, call back, or you can go online, kxfmradio.org. There's a banner right at the top for the takeover. That's how you can donate, because that's what we're doing. Such an incredible group of people here. And I want to thank Tyler, Ed, Alyssa, and everybody else here for just what's been a great 7 years for me, and the station's been on the air for 8. Matter of fact, we're playing an artist right now, Moon. Oh, I forget the full name. Alyssa would know. But at any rate, this guy, the lead singer, was telling me he grew up in Laguna. He grew up listening to this radio station. We've been around long enough now where people have grown up listening to us. And I have just literally one of the nicest people I know in the music industry. I mean, they all are. Everybody I've had on this show, whether it's Prescott Niles, who says hello to Martha Davis. Martha of the Motels.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice. Sweetie. How are you?
I couldn't be better. You know, This has been so much fun. And thank you so much for calling and for being part of this.
Well, it's my pleasure. I was going to break into my Sharona, but I know that's already been done probably today. How are you? I have missed you. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice, too. You know, if I like to say if I'm grading on a curve, I'm an A.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Me
you
too.
Know, historically, it's not an A, but grading on the curve, you're doing well, too?
I feel, I hate to say it because I know this COVID thing is just like, it's so awful, but I hate to say it. I love being home this year. I think it's the first time I've been home all year long. I mean, I was gone all in the winter. In fact, my last gig was March 11th. I was getting off a cruise ship. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but you know, who knows if I had it or not, because, I don't know, I would probably be patient zero the way I hug everybody after a show. But, yeah, I'm fine. I've been working on a million projects. I've got a TV show that I'm working on.
Ooh.
And there's I've been releasing a new single every month. In fact, one just dropped today called Catch as Catch Can.
Ooh.
There's I've got my kids' books and records that I'm working on, and I'm trying to make mailbox money because God knows when we're going to get out again, you know?
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I know you've got a show booked in L.A. as the Motels for next year, I think April or something.
Yeah,
great,
which
if that
was supposed
happens.
To be April of this year. You know, I think they just keep pushing it, you know? It's like,
oh, I know.
And I hate enjoying myself so much. I'm spending time on my farm with my alpacas and goats, and I think one of my goats might have babies soon, and I'll be around for it, you know?
Oh.
Yay! So, you know, that's my life.
You, last time we talked about it, which is last time I saw you at a show, you're loving the farm life, though, huh? You're still up in Oregon.
I've always been a dirt girl. Now my dogs are about to explode because I can see by the reflection on the wall that my roommate is home. So oh. The dogs will be going. I've gone in the next room, that's why, to avoid that explosion of sonic barking that goes on all the time. I love it, yes. I've always been a dirt girl. I've always, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm not a city girl, and I get plenty of that when I go out and play, so it's nice to be home all year watching the seasons change, and it's pretty remarkable. It's the first time I've been able to do that.
Yeah, because so, you were an L.A. girl when I knew you. You lived in Echo Park, actually, when I first met you.
I know. Remember how scared Carter was in that house, that crazy house I used to live
oh,
in?
Oh, yeah. Carter is the guy that I co-signed the band with, by the way. He was the staff producer who also produced the first album. Great guy. In memory,
we loved him so much, yes, in memory. He was one complete character. He was the most cryptic man I'd ever known. Every time he spoke, I was like, what did he just say? But yeah. I think he was the first one to tell me, don't bore us, take us to the chorus.
Well, he's also the one that came up. Marty, your saxophone saxophone keyboard player, was going through some kind of a relationship issue.
Exactly.
And he's the one who said, take the L out of Lover and it's over. And it became a song title, right?
Well, he said, take the L out of Lover and it's over. And if you don't write it, I will. That's what he said. And then Marty immediately sat down and wrote it.
Carter wrote the song Incense and Peppermints, by the way.
Yeah,
so he
Carter
was
talented. He was a magic music man. He really was. All you guys, that was the thing about Capitol Records back then that was so magnificent. Every last one of you were just music lovers. You'd all come up in the business one way or the other, whether stacking LPs in shops or whatever. And, you know, I just actually reached out to Don Zimmerman and spoke to him a little bit briefly.
I understand he's not doing well. We'll save that for another conversation, but I'm glad you got to speak
with
him.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was president at the time, and he was amazing, and you guys were all crazy and wonderful, and it was all about music. And I don't think you will find a music company like that anymore.
Well, and it has to be said, you guys were one of everybody's favorite bands, too.
We were all very crazy back then.
Oh, boy. So it's amazing sometimes that we look back and we survived those years.
I know. And the weird part is, I think I still am. It's like I do stuff now. I'm like, you're not 8 years old, Martha. What are you doing?
So, I have to tell you, you have huge fans at the radio station. Ed, who picked up the call and who's running the board for me right now.
Yeah, I know. He gave me a lot of love, and I tried to give it all back to you. I mean, I didn't turn. Yeah, it was like it was so sweet.
Well, you know, next time you guys play around Orange County, I'll drive down, or maybe Ed can come up to the show when it actually happens up in Hollywood, and we can have a night out, and we'll all get to say hi. And also our music director, Alyssa, I want to tell you the kind of coverage you get here. Yes, there's Only the Lonely, Take the Auto Lover.
Uh-huh.
There's Suddenly Last Summer.
Uh-huh.
Kicks gets played as an oldie on this radio station in rotation. This could be the only place in the country that does that regularly.
That's for sure. I know we don't do it very regularly.
And Alyssa, who's our afternoon DJ, and she's another one of these just incredible music people.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you're playing Kicks. She says, I just love that song. And there it is, you know.
Well, I love Alyssa. And I thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about Total Control, a song that will forever be near and dear to my heart. But I do want to give a shout out. You do have your own label. That's among your projects.
I just started my own label called Remarkable Records. We only put out vinyl.
Wow. Oh, mm-hmm. That is sweet. And you had you put out a Motels album a couple of years ago, The Last Few Beautiful Days, which I recommend. And the title track is one that I played a bunch, and it just comes off so well live when you play that one as
Yeah, it's really fun. We end the show with it, and I describe it as, you know, like being on the Titanic as it's sinking, which I know people kind of feel like that about this time right now, but, you know, I think we're going to get on the life raft, all of us, but or most of us. But, yeah, it's – and my band is, like, the best band. I love my band so much. I miss them so much. Mm. And they're so talented and so great, and they get to just go complete improv at the end of it and go insane, and I stand back and watch them and just in hog's heaven, because it's
Ben, great show. You are in great voice, my friend, as well.
Thank you.
And I just can't wait for all that to come together. And you know, I just had Weird Al on. I was responsible for putting My Bologna out on Capitol. And here's a guy that blew up out of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
But full of talent.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it was a surprise, right?
He's such a sweetie.
He is such a sweet guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And with you, I said, oh, this first album is going to be incredible. And it took, well, 3-4. We won't get into that now,
but the
album All 4-1 is the one that did it for the Motels.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I would come see you guys at Madame Wong's, there was, what's that song? What's the song that's going to break the band?
Uh-huh.
Total Control. They got it in Australia.
Yeah,
top 10 record in Australia, right?
Yep.
Didn't break around the rest of the country, and it was a song that I wanted other artists. I wanted Tina Turner to do it.
Uh-huh.
There was a song that I've always shown to a lot of people, the band Cults, New York/LA band. I think you know this. They covered the whole first album and they put Total Control out.
It was amazing. I have it. It's great.
They did a great job. And if you ever, I don't know if you've ever met them, really sweet people as well.
I haven't. And we tried to actually get in touch with them during that time because I just wanted to reach out and say hey, or, you know, see if they wanted to do anything together. But it just, for whatever reasons, you know how sometimes communication can be difficult in this world.
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to try to, and same thing. I was going to reach out to them at the time that they released it, and I didn't. But, you know, maybe you and I can compare notes and maybe we can still do something, or I'll be happy to be a conduit on Les Fabulous Fran, your manager, does it. But We'll figure something out.
Fabulous Franny on her birthday today.
Oh, then happy birthday to her if she's listening, and if not, just pass that along.
And the other thing about you and Total Control, and knowing, you know that song has been the one that, I mean, Only Lonely probably gets played the most. Suddenly Last Summer is the one that I think people know the most, but Total Control is the one that always gets picked up for film and television and stuff. It was on iRobot last year. It was in that wonderful Jonathan Demme film. What was it called? With Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels. I can see the movie in my head. It was a while back, but they used the entire song "Total Control" in this beatdown section of the song where this guy's holding up a mini mart. But I mean, it definitely is a song. And in terms of live. People, that one is the one that resonates so much with people.
Just the line, I'd sell my soul for total control over you. That's just one of the great lines as well. And there's an Australian punk band named Total Control.
I know. Well, that makes sense. I mean, Australia, that was the first time we went over there. Was, you know, because the album wasn't doing anything here, as you know. And I get over there, and we're playing our set, and we get to Total Control, and all of a sudden, the entire audience starts swaying back and forth. The lighters come out, and I'm like, what's going on? I had no idea. And old Molly Meldrum down under was, he worked that album a lot, you know, so.
Yeah, sorry I have to go. I'd love for this to go on forever.
Sweetheart, I know you got stuff to do, and I got four dogs to feed. So I'm going to
just
tell Ed and Alyssa, I love them, and I'm going to come see you guys soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll be there if I'm in town or whatever.
Maybe we can, I don't know if you do things where you bring in a band to do a little acoustic thing or whatever.
I don't know
if you ever do that, but if I'm in town or playing around, maybe I can get a couple of the guys, we can come down and do that.
If you're a morning person.
Well, I'm Ed's a farm in the girl. Morning. I wake up in morning.
We're gonna make Ed's got his fists in the air. He's gonna we're gonna make this happen, Martha.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe, stay sane. I love you all, and I will see you soon.
That sounds great. The Motels, Total Control on KXFM. And that's the Motels, Total Control. I could sell my soul for Total Control over you on KXFM. This is the KXFM Takeover. Bruce Rave here, not doing my Saturday night new music show because it's not Saturday night. It's Thursday afternoon, and we've heard from three of the different artists I worked with as an A&R guy at Capitol in the 80s playing some of the music. And boy, this hour has just gone so quickly. You can. We would please think if you can do this. This is, of course, a pledge drive. Now, we have a lot of fun here. We don't make it all boring and dry like a lot of places will. But if you are able to donate anything, you can do it two different ways. 949-715-5936. Or you can go online, kxfmradio.org. Hit the takeover banner. Just follow the instructions. I became an annual member last year. I'm what we call an energizer, you know, so that's my level. So every April I get a little debit on my credit card, and I'm so happy to contribute to this place. Just such an excellent group of people. We're probably not going to get through all of the last song, but I just want to give a shout out to some of the other bands. I was so fortunate. A lot of being an A&R, yeah, you got to be good. You got to be smart. You got to work really hard. You also have to be in the right place at the right time. And I knew some great A&R people that maybe didn't have the successes that I thought they deserved. There's Thomas Dolby, who I understand got played a couple hours ago. She blinded me with science. I'll tell you how that came. I'll real quickly tell you how that came together. The album had come out. It was doing okay. It didn't have the song on it. I had to go to England. It was a Labor Day weekend. Iron Maiden were headlining the Reading Festival. Duran Duran were remixing Rio, and I had to bring them their master tapes. I'm going to get to Duran Duran in a minute. I met with Thomas Dolby and his manager, and they played me two songs that had never been released before that I had never heard, one of which was She Blinded Me with Science. I said, it's either going to be a top five record or it won't even chart. Would you be up for putting out an EP, and we'll put this song on it, and we'll put this other song on it? And they looked at each other and said, yeah, we'll do it. And that's how that song was born. That's how that song became the big hit that it became. And Thomas was just, he wasn't into the whole socializing, the whole industry thing, but I think literally a genius, just incredible. I got to work with Kraftwerk. I didn't sign them, but I got to work with them. I inherited them when I was brought into A&R because I was given all of our international artists. And it's just, we had T-shirts. Kraftwerk have taken the perspiration out of drumming. I mean, just incredible. I wish I could talk more about that. Maybe another time. The Church. I signed The Church to their first deal. They have a song called Unguarded Moment that I thought, like Total Control of the Motels, was going to be their big song. Well, a few years later, they were on another label. Didn't work out at Capitol. And on Arista Records, they had a big hit with a very similar song, Under the Milky Way Tonight. And they went on to have several hits at Arista. All went well there. I got to work with The Undertones, who didn't mean a whole lot back then, but they're kind of one of those cult bands now. They had a song called Teenage Kicks that people really liked. And last and not least, the number of the beast, Iron Maiden, who had a little bit of a buzz in England. It was a no-brainer to put them out in America. I have never, ever seen a harder-working band with higher standards, which is why still they can come through L.A. and play for 24,000 people. And they had one of the best managers I've ever worked with. Steve Harris, the bass player, is kind of the guy that cracks the whip in that band. He keeps everybody in line. But I got to tell you, that doesn't take a lot of work with them because of those high standards and incredible live chops. Brings me to Duran Duran. Duran Duran was not easy. A long, long story. There's going to be a book written on the Rio album, which was their second album. And I'm probably going to be very liberally quoted in it, and I recommend it if you're a big fan of Duran Duran to do it. And this album was just incredible. Well, it didn't look like it was going to take off. We put Rio out. We put Hungry Like the Wolf out, each twice. Nothing was really happening. And I took Nick and Simon, the two leaders of the band, really, I took them out to dinner one night in Beverly Hills when they were in town. I said, guys, only a miracle is going to save this album. And Nick looked at me and he said, Bruce, we are going to break in America if it's the last thing we ever do. We got our miracle, MTV. They started playing the Hungry Like the Wolf video and everything just broke loose for this band, which was so deserving, of course. And they didn't get a lot of credit as musicians early on. I think that started to come over time because they've maintained very, very well. So I'm going to go to one of the deeper tracks to close out today. It's The Chauffeur off the Rio album, which is a beauty. I don't think we're going to get through all of it because we've got another show as part of the KX Takeover ready to come in and continue to talk to you. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the station. And until Saturday night at 7 o'clock when I'm back with my all-new music program, quoth the rave, nevermore.
Shadowy lined and the droning engine throbs.